John, do you think it's possible that some people get their license thinking that it'll be like a fun part-time job to help supplement income, and so they're not really putting, all they can into it? And there's people like you, for an example, who is, and so it might just not work out for them for those reasons.
I think the obvious answer to your question is yes. I think that, a couple years into my real estate careers, I really started like figuring out who I was, what type of clients I wanted to work with, what I was good at. It maybe it's kind of like going to a heart surgeon or another specialist. Like, do you want to be the heart specialist that's doing one surgery a month, or do you want to be the heart specialist that's doing several surgeries a day? Like, if you're the patient who needs the heart surgeon to work with, like, I think I want to go with the expert who has tons and tons of practice, even if they're a little overworked and maybe a little less available. I still want to go with the person who has a tremendous amount of experience, knows how to navigate certain situations. It's not different in real estate. And when I'm partnered with realtors on the other side of the transaction and they're part-time or maybe they're a little newer, it's not that they're bad realtors. They just don't know the answers or solutions to as many questions, right?
Yeah, they're probably not instilling too much confidence, right?
Well, for the buyers that we do continue to work with, which are mostly friends and family, I tell people right up front, I'm like, there's probably 5 moments in the real estate transaction that will take a total of 5 minutes. And like, I literally make all of the money and I'm a specialist at what I do because of those 5 minutes. And you want me there for those 5 minutes instead of another realtor who's less experienced, because I'll know what to say, I'll know how to say it, I'll know how to negotiate it, and we'll get you what you want. And like, that doesn't just happen in a vacuum. It takes years and years and years of practice to get to a place to where you know how to navigate those 5 minutes.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess you could also have people who, if there was agents who were like desperate or being pushy about making a sale, I mean, for me, that would be a big turnoff too and kind of a red flag, right?
Absolutely. I think that something that showed up as more experience shows up and maybe financially you become a little more viable is you get less attached to the outcome. And so it really does become more about what your client's needs are instead of like, I really need to make this sale so that I can pay my mortgage or pay my bills or take that trip to Hawaii. Once you get past that place, that financial place where you can kind of detach yourself from the result, I think in that moment in time, you really get to work for your clients.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you probably separate yourself from a lot of other realtors with that approach too, in a much more attractive way.
Right. Most of the time that I spend with people in my industry are people like me who are very successful, who've been in the industry for quite a while. And I can look at all of these people and we all have a very similar attitude. Like, we want to win for our clients. Like, we will literally do whatever it takes and we'll use all the strategies, all of our wiles, like anything we can to get what our clients want. But if our clients don't want something and it's no longer important to them, we're not attached to it. So it's not important to us to keep pushing them in any particular direction.